Let's go to California now, where drought conditions could bring about new restrictions on water use. Ranchers and environmentalists often take different views on such rules. In fact, they don't always agree on how to address a range of environmental impacts because policies meant to protect the environment can mean restrictions on where ranchers can graze their herds. But one rancher and a popular outdoor brand hope to make ranching both green and profitable. Capital Public Radio's Ezra David Romero reports.
Lonnie Estelle's family ranches on thousands of acres in Modoc County on the border of Nevada and California. We're in a field surrounded by sheep looking out on a place called Surprise Valley.
Right now they're just eating and living life, just happy.
It's a beautiful, almost forgotten place where the West still lives. That's the county's motto. Very few industries besides agriculture exist here.
There's a lot that goes into this. It's really hard to run a business this size.
That struggle got a little easier around 4 years ago when Estelle got a call from a woman named Rebecca Burgess. Burgess worked with a regional textile group called Fibershed, and she asked Estelle to ranch in a way that would benefit the environment and preserve her lifestyle.
To be able to do that, they needed an economy to be stable enough to retain their way of life.
It took a bit of arm-twisting for the family to get on board because of previous encounters with environmentalists.
Ranchers have been threatened constantly by the environmental community, so we had to kind of open up our minds a little bit to accept what was being offered as a genuine offer.
They finally accepted, and with help and funds from the Natural Resources Conservation Service, they created an environmentally friendly farm plan called a carbon farm plan.
Climate-friendly farming, I would say, is just being aware of the soil.
It was a new thing because very few people ranch in a sustainable way in Modoc County. Estelle says she gets questions from ranchers who don't believe in climate change. She responds by saying,
"So you don't believe in global warming and climate change? Okay. What about your riparian zones? What about your soil that is now full of worms and producing more grass than it did before? Just why not?"
Estelle is talking about farm practices that take carbon out of the air and suck it into the ground. Too much carbon in the air is a bad thing because it warms the atmosphere. But in soil, it's a plus because it releases nutrients for plants and boosts soil health. Today, the family has help in the form of grants, and there are now 5 carbon farming practices in play on the ranch. Perhaps the most visible is composting.
Got my shovel. That's pretty good stuff. Still got some wood chips, but the manure's all decomposed down.
Now the Estelle's ranch takes the equivalent of 850 cars worth of carbon dioxide out of the air and into the ground. When the popular outdoor brand The North Face heard about the carbon farm plan, it offered to help the ranch with more grants. The end result? A climate-friendly beanie using wool from the ranch.
It's unbelievably soft. It's unbelievably warm.
James Rogers is Director of Sustainability for The North Face. He says this year, the brand is expanding the line to a scarf and jacket using Estelle's wool.
You're trying to reduce the negative impact of a product, and that's what got us so excited about this initiative.
We're at Warner Mountain Weavers in Cedarville, California, where a woman is making a blue and white striped rug on a loom. This is where Estelle and her friends sell and create their products.
To our right, you'll see the Lonnie's Lana corner, where I've got various different weights of yarn.
For Estelle, the partnership has given her a second chance at life. The volume of wool The North Face buys allows her to get her wool into larger mills at wholesale rates. She hopes the partnership opens the door for other ranchers in Modoc County.
I definitely feel blessed. It's taking what's in your storehouse and making that a plus. I think that this area has the potential to be a small manufacturing area because the cost of living is less.
Estelle's already developed a second line called community-supported cloth sold in 3 stores. She wants to get that number up to 9. For Here and Now, I'm Ezra David Romero in Modoc County, California.